AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The death toll from Saturday's devastating earthquake in Nepal now stands at more than 1,800. That puts the overall regional toll at 1,865. The government also says at least 4,700 people were injured in the magnitude 7.8 quake, which caused widespread destruction. At least 17 people were killed in an associated avalanche on Mount Everest, including a Google executive. Relatives of many of the dead live in Queens, New York, but can't get in contact with their loved ones back home.
Here at the Delhi Heights restaurant in Jackson Heights, Queens, the TV shows pictures of that devastating earthquake. Owner Hari Acharya says he knows people who died.
Some of my friends already died. I heard the news. It's really bad.
Luckily, his wife and children are okay. They were out shopping when the 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit and destroyed their home.
Yeah, the building is already collapsed. They went for the shopping outside when they're coming on the way. That time that's happening, that's the reason they said.
He says they've set up a tent outside to stay in for the time being. Julie Walker, New York.
Countries are coming to the rescue. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the U.S. is pledging support.
A disaster response team from the U.S. will be traveling to Nepal. That includes an urban search and rescue team. The assistance also includes $1 million in aid. The White House and Secretary of State John Kerry are offering condolences along with pledging the support in Nepal.
A few demonstrators are still in downtown Baltimore protesting the death of a 25-year-old man who had been injured in police custody. There were some instances of violence tonight, but for the most part, Saturday's protests were peaceful. This is AP Radio News. President Obama poked fun at Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tonight during the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner.
Just a few weeks ago, she was making millions of dollars a year, and she's now living out of a van in Iowa.
President Obama also poked fun at his vice president, Joe Biden.
We've gotten so close in some places in Indiana, they won't serve us pizza anymore.
Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live, who followed Obama to the podium, also took a poke at Biden.
I took Amtrak here. It was way more luxurious than I thought. Did you know that they have massage seats available on those trains? All you need to do is sit in front of Joe Biden.
A reference to Biden's photo putting his arms on the back of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's wife. This just in, a powerful storm has capsized several sailboats participating in a regatta on Mobile Bay, Alabama. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.